with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Well, Michigan is losing out on more than $500 million a year for road repair and construction because it hasn't updated its gas tax for 14 years, its diesel tax for nearly three decades. That's according to a report released today from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. And we're not the only state with this issue. To talk about it, I'm joined by the author of the report, Carl Davis, senior analyst for the Institute. Welcome to the program, Carl.
Thank you.
Now, we've seen gas prices in the last decade or so go from the dollar range to $3 or $4. I mean, if there had been a real proposal to increase gas taxes, wouldn't we have seen a likely riot from that?
Well, that is the conventional wisdom, is that the politics surrounding the gas tax are just so difficult because people pay a lot of attention to what gas prices happen to be. But in doing this research, I found 15 states that have increased their gas tax rate in the last 4 years or less. Some of those have been automatic increases because the tax is linked to gas prices or to inflation. But in five of those states, at least, plus the District of Columbia, these have been legislated changes that have happened very recently. So no matter what gas prices are, the fact is that it's important to maintain our roads and for our own safety to keep traffic congestion at bay. And just because I think most people recognize how basic a transportation infrastructure is to our day-to-day lives, and it's just not something we can afford to skimp on.
Now, in Michigan, our gas tax is now 19 cents a gallon. About how much should it be?
Well, I mean, that's going to be a question for lawmakers to answer, and that's going to require some input from the Department of Transportation. What this report did, though, was look at what Michigan's gas tax rate is today, and to compare that with where it's been in the past once you do some simple inflation adjustments to account for the fact that asphalt and concrete and everything that goes into a transportation network is a lot more expensive. So we ran the numbers, and the 19-cent tax that Michigan had since 1997, the amount of work that the Department of Transportation could accomplish with 19 cents back in 1997 would actually cost about 29 cents today. So if you want to use that as your baseline, you're looking at about a 10-cent increase on the gas tax, and with a diesel, it'd be even a little larger, maybe 15 cents or so. But that's just relevant to prior commitment levels, and whatever Michigan's funding needs are today, that's going to require some input on the spending side. This is more revenue analysis.
You know, I'd like to see the politician that suggests a 10-cent increase on our gas tax. So what are your suggestions for resolving this problem? I'm guessing it wouldn't be a matter of suddenly instituting this higher rate all at once, right?
Sure, yeah. Well, you can, of course, phase it in. That's the typical way of doing it. Maryland's looking very seriously at a 15-cent increase. That's going to be debated in this upcoming session, but it'd be phased in three steps, 5 cents each year. Also, there's been talk in some other states of maybe writing the legislation so that the gas tax increase doesn't take effect until gas prices have come down just a little bit, just to kind of ease the hit on drivers' wallets. So you can structure the timing of it a little bit differently. The really important recommendation, though, is once you do make up for this last decade or two decades or even three decades with the diesel tax, once you make up for that decline, you need a more long-term perspective on the gas tax, and you need to recognize that asphalt and concrete and people's wages are all going to grow over time. Construction workers' wages have to grow over time just like everyone else's, and you're going to need a gas tax that's going to grow over time as well. So we have a lot of states already do this. Michigan doesn't, unfortunately, with their excise tax, but a lot of states do allow their tax rate to grow over time alongside construction costs. And it's a recommendation that's often given a lot of serious consideration in transportation commissions and on transportation experts, but when it comes time to implement it on the political side, it's a little bit heavier lift.
I'm talking to Carl Davis, senior analyst at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy in Washington, D.C., and the author of a new report titled Building a Better Gas Tax. Here in Michigan, one proposal is to increase our sales tax by a single percentage point from 6 to 7% rather than raising the gas tax. Is it necessarily a good idea to tie our road funding to a gas tax so directly?
Well, that's traditionally the way it's been done, is to rely primarily on the gas tax, because the idea is that the people who drive the most or who drive the heaviest vehicles and produce the most wear and tear on the road should be the people that pay the most for it. So I think there is some benefit to doing it that way, and So I think the gas tax actually is a better alternative than the sales tax for transportation specifically. The sales tax is more of a general revenue source, and the revenue should continue to be used for education and public safety and all the general functions of the Michigan government.
Since I have you here, if you don't mind it, I want to expand to talk about taxation in general, especially since it's the key part of the debate we're seeing in Washington right now. You know, the Republicans in Congress saying that they are standing firmly against any tax increase, period, specifically on the wealthy and corporations. Do you think that kind of a position right now is generally justifiable to say no more new taxes?
Well, in an economic, when economic times are tough, sure, people might not want to pay more taxes, but there's also a lot more demand for public services as well. So there's always two sides to the coin, and you can't just focus on the tax side of things. We need to adequately fund the public services that we've all come to expect and need. With the gas tax, it's one of the most short-sighted areas where you can have a no-tax pledge, I would argue, because these things are essentially built to fail. They're fatally flawed in their design. Every state has had to go in and manually adjust the gas tax rate through legislation multiple times. If states haven't done that, and if the federal government hadn't done that, we'd see gas tax rates today of 1 or 2 cents per gallon still, and we'd all be driving on dirt roads. So these are tax increases that have to happen from time to time if we're going to maintain a 21st century transportation network.
In general, in terms of the Institute's view on taxation right now, and let's say middle-class working Americans, are we paying a lot more in taxes than we did decades ago?
I don't have those aggregate numbers in front of me. At the state level, one of our major reports is called Who Pays? And at the state level, when it comes to the way that the tax burden is sliced between low-income families or the middle-income families or higher-income families, you actually see it tilted pretty heavily towards the low end of the spectrum. When you're talking about as a percentage of a family's budget, low-income folks and middle-income folks are paying a lot more of their income in tax than wealthier people are paying to Michigan state and local governments. And so that's a concern for sure. I think if there needs to be tax reform, that's a point that needs to be front and center in Michigan lawmakers' minds.
And it seems like part of the problem, whether you're talking about the gas tax or any tax increase, to increase taxes of any kind, especially during a point where we see such a high unemployment rate like we have here in Michigan, it seems like that would be kind of the worst time to raise taxes. How would you respond to that argument that's often heard?
Well, I mean, it's important to put the tax increases in perspective here. The 10 cent per gallon increase that Michigan's gas tax would need to get back to 1997 levels, you're looking at the impact on the average driver of somewhere around $4 a month or so. So, it's not really it's not a massive change, although it can be significant, especially for again families lower on the income scale whose budgets don't have quite as much breathing room. Another thing with the gas tax, though, is it's arguably a very good job creator because it puts people directly out on the highways building and maintaining roads. 1 out of 8 Michigan's bridges is deficient right now, and if raising the gas tax allows the state to hire some more people to fix all those deficient bridges, that can be a pretty good job creator in all actuality.
Carl Davis, senior analyst at the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy in Washington, D.C. Carl, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.